It happened after Charlottesville and after the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013. A social media savvy public, eager to help in the search for culprits, identified the wrong people. This kind of internet-fueled attack is known as doxing, for the online documents people mine for private information about someone else and share it without consent. It's becoming a powerful force for quickly spreading information, whether it's done properly or not.
We see kind of an unorganized group of amateur crowd workers trying to investigate some sort of current event. And there's a lot of risks there because these folks are not professionals. And the risks are that they could be investigating something that really shouldn't be investigated in a public forum.
Kurt Luther teaches computer science. The National Science Foundation recently gave him an Early Career Development Award to study and improve the capabilities of crowdsourced investigations. And like any good academic, he began with a kind of control group, using crowdsourcing tools to identify people and places from the past.
One of the reasons we're starting with history, if all the people that we're trying to identify have been dead for a long time, the risks of potentially identifying the wrong person might be a little bit lower.
This approach is more than what we know as crowdsourcing. Luther calls it crowd sleuthing, and it works in tandem with its big brother in a related aspect of this project called ground truth.
So with ground truth, we're trying to identify the locations where photos or videos were taken, their locations somewhere on Earth as specifically as possible. And this is really useful when we're trying to identify if images or videos posted on social media, for example, are what people are claiming they are or what they think they are. If we can figure out where those photos or videos actually came from, we have a better sense of whether or not those events are as they are presented.
And that's what makes this model of crowdsourcing different from the ad hoc hunts that spring up after sensational events.
The key innovation is trying to bring the expert investigator and the amateur crowd together.
And while there are only so many experts and their time is limited,
the crowd has a lot of person power and a lot of diverse knowledge and potentially a lot of time to contribute to these investigations. But they benefit from oversight and some knowledge of professional standards and good journalism practices.
This combination of ground truthing and crowd sleuthing on the platform Luther's building would begin in a semi-closed forum at first to avoid the problems that can arise in overzealous crowds.
Where if different people are brought under suspicion, those judgments can be explored without potentially blaming the wrong people or having names leaked out before the investigation is concluded.
Luther and his colleagues are in just the early stages of the project. Right now, they're using paid crowd workers to test ideas and develop new iterations quickly as they finalize the platform. The plan is ultimately to enlist volunteers, such as journalism students and members of other communities who like to engage in these kinds of investigations. They also want to enlist experts from all disciplines to join the group effort to support and enhance a social media-born activity that's clearly here to stay. I'm Robbie Harris.